Thank you, Brandy. Open your Bibles here this morning, the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 10, as we continue our series through. And the topic this morning we'll address is speaking wisely, speaking wisely. And Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11, the mouth of the righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Verse 14, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Join me in prayer here this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, as we look at this topic of speaking wisely as God's people, I pray, Lord, that you would guide our thoughts here this morning. Lord, help me be a vessel that honors your Son and your Word. And Father, I pray that each of us, as we gather around your holy Word, that we would be of a tender heart, God, that we'd fear and tremble before thee. Father, this is your Word. And you're the eternal God that changes not. And Lord, I pray that each of us would have a tender heart to hear your word and embrace it, and that it would manifest itself in our lives. So Lord, bless us. And Lord, may the Lord Jesus have the preeminence in all things. And I pray, Lord, that you would guide us here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know, words are an amazing thing. How many words do you say in a day? It's been estimated people might say 25, 30,000 words a day. I heard one man say that, yeah, that's probably true. And when I get off work and I'm coming home and I'm tired, my wife has saved up all 25,000 words for me when I walk in the door. And you may feel like that, some men, but yeah, words are an amazing thing. And but how do we live our lives? And as God's people, I really have 2 points here this morning, and I want to address the tongue, how we speak, our mouth, our lips, what we say. But as God's people, we want to have a wise, sanctified tongue. So we want a wise, sanctified tongue. What we don't want is to have a foolish, evil tongue. And those are the two main topics I want to address here this morning, a wise, sanctified tongue. By way of opening an illustration, introduction here, I'd like to tell you a story I heard from Tom Harmon. He's an evangelist speaker, speaks in many different settings, very gifted man. But I remember one time hearing him speak, and he told this story about his life. He speaking for many years, and he was at a certain place, and he told a story about when he was a young man playing football. And he told how he was playing football. And in the story of telling this football game that he named a professional football player that he said he played against in this game he played. The only problem was, and Tom admitted later, he's not sure why he went there, but it just kind of came out and he said it. Well, later that night when he got home after he spoke at this conference, and he was in the quietness of his room, God spoke to his heart. And God said, then Tom, what you said wasn't true. And he wrestled with that all night. You know what he did the next day when he got up for those conference, that big gathering of people? He said, folks, where I speak this morning, I want to tell you something. Last night when I told this illustration, I added a little bit too much to it, and what I said wasn't true. And I just want to let you know that I want to make it right here. Now, you think about that for a minute. Here, he's the guest speaker. Here, he's the one everybody's come, and he's having to what? Humble himself. Now, when I say a wise, sanctified tongue for God's people, is that important to God that we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you, God. Is that important? It is. It absolutely is important. Because our God's a righteous God. And how we live and how we use our mouth, God hears every word we say. If God made the eye, can he see? If God made the ear, can he hear? This morning in Sunday school, we looked at Sarah when she laughed. And the angel said to her, or the Lord Jesus pre-incarnate said, why did you laugh? She laughed within herself. It doesn't say she laughed out loud. It said she laughed within herself. And he looked over his shoulder and said, why'd you laugh?
Well, I didn't laugh. I didn't laugh because she was afraid. I didn't laugh. But she did. He goes, but you did.
Does God hear everything we say? Every thought? See, as God's people, we want to have that wise, sanctified tongue. Because if we don't, who is the father of lies? Satan's the father of lies. Now, who do you want to be like as a Christian? You want to be like God the Father? Righteous, good, and pure? Or do you want to model your life after Satan, who's the father of lies? See, God has a great interest in us telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Our speech, our tongue, a wise, sanctified tongue. Let me just talk about, and we'll develop this more a little later, the foolish, evil tongue. I was thinking in Scripture, and I said to myself, Lord, who has a foolish, evil tongue in Scripture? And you know where my mind went to? It went to Saul when he accused David of trying to kill him. That's where it went to. I thought about Saul when he was in Gibeah, and he had all his men around him, and he said, then would you feel sorry for me? Don't you know David has raised up against me and lies in wait for me this very hour? Now, that was nothing but a lie. Twice, David could have took Saul out in the cave. Was that in David's heart? That was nothing but a lie. You know, your lips need to speak truth. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and the next day, and the next day, you need to speak truth, period. In the Ten Commandments, what does that say? Thou shalt not bear what? False witness. When you testify, you tell the truth. Well, here in Proverbs, there's a lot about the mouth, lips, speaking. Verse 11, the mouth of the righteous, those that know God, those that are right with God, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. What does that mean? That means when your mouth speaks, you're speaking things. A well is something you get water out of, and water makes things grow. It's a never-ending well of life for people. You're blessing people. I won't say the name, but I will tell you this story. I know this person had this dream, and this is the dream they told me. In their dream one night, there was a fellow speaking, and everything he said was so tainted with lies and just evilness toward people. And as this person's dream saw this person speaking, and they looked around and they saw all the people this person had hurt. They're all laying down or bleeding or hurt. Now, if you're right with God, God is a giving God that gives life and breath to all. You want to be that kind of person that you're a well of life. You're blessing people. You don't want to be that person that just cuts and mows people down with your words and just takes and destroys people around you. Because you know why some people do that? Because if they're standing on their box and everybody else is shot down, they feel pretty good about themselves. But look at me. Everybody else is knocked down and I'm the one standing. Except there's only one problem with that. There is no power but of God. And one day you got to stand before God with your mouth. And we want to be careful how we use our mouth. The mouth of the righteous man is a well of life. You bless people. Barnabas was called the son of what? Encouragement. That's how he got his name. They changed his name. He used to be called Joseph. They call him Barnabas. We're going to change. You're a son of encouragement. He's a well of life. When he opens his mouth, guess what? He's going to say, hey, you may have fallen down, but get up again. You may have had a tough day. God's going to be with you. God's going to get you through. He was that kind of man. He just charged you up because his mouth was a well of life. He blessed people. He blessed people. What does Jesus have to say about the tongue? Turn to the book of Matthew here for a moment. We'll work our way back here to Proverbs. Go to Matthew here, chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. Does Jesus have anything to say about the tongue? Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. Well, let's back up to verse 34 here. All right, let's back up to verse 33. It's all good. I don't know where to stop here. We'll jump in at verse 33 here. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For a tree is known by his fruit. O generations of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, what? The mouth speaks. I'm going to tell you this about your mouth. You know what your mouth reveals? It reveals what's in your heart. Because as you speak, you're testifying of the character that's inside of you. When you speak, what's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. What kind of person are you? It's going to be revealed by what's in your mouth. He goes on to say, a good man, a righteous man, out of the good treasure, what you have in your heart, the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man, an unrighteous man, an ungodly man, out of the evil treasure, the treasure that he holds valuable, the things that he grasps onto, the evil treasure, bringing forth evil things. Now, you got a contrast. You got a good man, you got an evil man. But what does God say? But I say unto you, verse 36, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give what? An account thereof in what day? Day of judgment. Idle word. That's just stuff off the cuff, so insignificant. It wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. To God, it matters. You speak truth. You tell the truth. Sometimes it's hard to do. In my life, my heart's desire is to tell the truth to people. I want to tell the truth. Years ago, I had a situation. It's when we met in Briarcrest. We first started the church there. And there was a young couple. They didn't have any kids. But this couple, they were special. Now, what I mean by special, they were just a little special. You know what I'm saying? They're those kind of, they're just special, you know? And I know you know what I mean by this. Just, they're special. Well, we had a fellowship meal, and they brought something to eat. And it was sliced pineapple that they had put food coloring all over, and some sugar stuff, and some other stuff. And when they put it on the table, guess what? When everybody went by to eat, nobody ate it. I mean, everybody looked at this thing, they just moved on. And at the end of the service, we were leaving, and as I was standing there letting people go, they came up and said, Pastor, nobody ate this, but I want you to have it. Oh, thank you. And so next week, and we got home, and Nancy says, what are you going to do with it? I said, I'm not going to do it, but I'm putting it in a trash can. I said, who can eat this thing? Because it looked really bad. I mean, it just looked bad. Well, next week, we're in church, and they come up to me, and he goes to me, Pastor, how did you like it? Uh-oh. Now, what do I tell him? I didn't want to lie. And I said, Lord, what can I say here? And right in my mind came these words. It didn't last very long. And they were so happy. They walked away. They were so happy. They go, I knew that. And I was like, thank you, Lord. I didn't lie. It didn't last very long. Now, why did I go through all those measures? Because I wanted to tell the truth. And you in your life, you need to tell the truth. Even if it's awkward and hard, you pray to God, how do I handle this? And God will give you, as long as you have that good treasure, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringing forth what? Good things. You're going to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringing forth evil things. What does your mouth speak? You speak the truth? Now see, here's the deal. We got to realize we're going to have to give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by, verse 37, by thy words thou shalt be what? Justified, made right with God. And by thy words thou shalt be what? Condemned. You mean just by what I say, not what I do? It's going to, absolutely. Because out of your heart, the mouth speaks. And by the words you say, is either can bring blessing
or a curse to you.
And you've got to be so careful that you make sure that you're telling the truth, because there's a holy God one day you're going to give account of. For by thy words thou shalt be justified. Your character is shown by the things you say and do. And to magnify this a little bit, just turn over a few chapters here to Matthew 15 and verse 18. Matthew 15, verse 18. But those things which proceed out of the mouth, what you talk about, come forth from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceeds what? Evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hand defiles not a man. But these things proceed out of your heart, and they show right in your mouth. Now,
you ever seen these signs that people put, when like Sussman's put on the floor, slippery when wet, you know, when sweat, slippery, you know, be careful. Did you ever think that your tongue is in a slippery place? Did you ever think about that? It's in a wet, slippery place. Did you ever think about that? In front of your tongue, God put some a rail around it, so to speak. Your teeth to clamp down on that tongue sometimes. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I mean, we need to be careful how we use our tongues. For good, that's what God wants us to do. For evil, that's what Satan wants you to do.
Now, I'd like to ask you a question here, and this has come from Keys to Counseling here. Why do people lie? Now, a little Sunday school boy said, teacher asked, what's a lie? And they said, a lie is an abomination to God and an ever-present help in time of need. That's what a lie is, okay? And yeah, you laugh, but you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Why do people lie? All right? You ever heard of a white lie? A white lie. What's that mean? Well, I just said that to protect somebody. I didn't want to hurt their feelings. That's why I said it. I lied, but I did it for a good reason. You know, when you tell one lie, guess what happens? You got to tell two lies. And then if you tell two lies, guess what you got to tell? Three lies to cover up the two lies that you just told. Where does it ever end? You know what I'm saying? Where does it end? And for some people, they lie because they want to protect their image. They lie because they want to protect something that they deem is valuable. God doesn't want us to lie. Now, we'll tell you this. Did some saints of God in the Bible lie? Yes or no? Did they lie? Absolutely they lied. Does God ever bless them in their lie? No. It's just recorded. This is a fact. They lied. In the hall of faith, you'll find people that lied. Abraham lied. David lied. Men have lied. But I guarantee you this, if you lie, you're going to have problems when you lie. It's best not to lie. And as a Christian, you want to be known as a truthful person all the time. Because if you lie to somebody and you get caught lying, guess what you've done to that trust factor between you and that person? Will they trust you like they once trusted you? Somebody once said it's easier to raise the dead than to get trust back. And there's some truth to that. Can trust be restored? Absolutely, but it's tough once you've broken that. A husband, don't you lie to your wife. If she catches you in something that you know you shouldn't be doing, just tell her the truth. Honey, I did this and I was wrong. Because what you'll do, you're going to preserve your marriage. Because if you get caught in something you shouldn't be doing and you lie, and she believes you for that moment, but then catches you later telling that lie, guess what you just did to that trust factor between you and your wife? You've broken. And you don't want to go there. Now, Why do people lie? Sometimes they lie for self-protection. If you lie long enough, I guarantee you this is going to happen. It's going to become a habit to you. It's become a tool in your toolbox to get what you want if you lie long enough. It's in our nature. You don't want to develop a habit of lying. And you'll end up telling a lie when you didn't even need to tell a lie, but you'll tell it just because it added a little pizzazz to your story. Now, what do we call that? Some people, they say, well, I just embellished it a little bit. No, you just lied a little bit. Okay? You didn't embellish it. You lied a little bit. We want to speak wisely. Now, the problem we run into sometimes is, guys, we rationalize. You justify your lying because when I lie, this good comes of it. Well, when you start rationalizing about lying, where does it ever end? And what you're doing, you're hardening your heart toward the truth. And if you lie long enough, guess what you're going to believe? You're absolute, some point in time, you're going to start believing the lies yourself. And sin will take you where you don't want to go, make you pay a price you don't want to pay, and keep you longer than you want to stay. Lying is a sin. And it's going to take you where you don't want to go. You compartmentalize your lies, ignoring what you say. In other words, one group of people, you can say one thing. Another group of people, you can say the exact opposite. And you feel good about yourself because you have hardened your heart. What if your boss at work told you, I need you to lie on this report so that we can get this loan, or we whatever? Would you do it? What if he said, if you don't do it, you're fired? What would you do? I can tell you what I'd do. I'd be fired. But I'm not going to lie. I want to tell the truth. And you have to decide, are you going to be a righteous person? Are you going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Because what you don't want to be is self-deceived and turn from the truth. Well, turn back to the book of Proverbs here. In verse 32 of chapter 10, it says, the lips of the righteous knows what is acceptable. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. And if you're a godly person, God wants you to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth all the time. Even when it's painful, even when you've been caught, even when it's less than desirable, you'll never have any regrets being an honest person. That's what God would have us do. But the mouth of the wicked speaketh perverseness, things that aren't right. Now, the Holy Spirit is called what? The Spirit of Truth. And if you have the Spirit of Truth within you as God's person, then the Holy Spirit's going to help you speak truth. Because the Spirit of Truth dwells within you. It's very tempting today. Now, do politicians lie? Boy, I thought I'd get an amen out of that. Or a few of them. Now, do you think God hears that? He knows they're lying. We know they're lying. But they do it anyway. You know what my heart desires? Is for a few righteous people to stand up and tell the truth. Even when it hurts. Why does a politician lie? Because they want to get elected. They're just going to tell you what you want to hear. They have no intention of doing what they say. They just want your vote. You know what it's called? It's being a manipulator. They're using you. And you want to be wise and discerning. Um,
in Proverbs chapter 10, a wise man lays up knowledge. You're studying people. You're listening. You're looking. Is this true? Is this not true? Is this right? Is this wrong? You're studying. I want to know truth here. Wise men lay up knowledge. You want to understand. But the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. They're speaking things. They don't even understand what they're saying, but they don't understand. God's hearing every word they're saying. God says, yeah, you say that? I see. And one day, when they stand before God, every idle word they spoke, they will have to give an account of. Wise men, Leb, you're studying. Verse 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not what? Sin. You know, sometimes it's better to limit your words. Because if you speak too much all the time, it's just good sometimes to refrain your lips from... You don't have to have an opinion about everything. Do you know what I'm saying? Some people have an opinion about everything. They know everything of everything. And they just talk away. Sometimes, just keep your opinions to yourself. And you can keep out of a lot of trouble. But he that refraineth his lips is what? Wise. You want to speak wisely? Just hold it in sometimes. Don't let everybody know your opinion about everything. Because some people, that especially a scorner, if you try to correct a scorner, he's going to hate you. That's what Proverbs says. You correct a scorner, he's going to hate you. Because he has no heart to hear your words of truth. It's better to speak quiet. If they're a scorner, you can pray for them. You can try, but sometimes it's just better to remain quiet. That's what Jesus has to say earlier in Matthew. Solomon has to say this. Let's just turn quickly here to James here for a moment. Just want to pick up a few thoughts here what James has to say about Book of James. About the tongue. Chapter 3. Verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Now, you ever thought about the difference between water and fire? If I pour water on something, it just gets wet and that's it. But if you put fire onto something, that burns and something else burns and something else burns and it just keeps growing. There was, you ever heard of the Great Chicago Fire?
Where $400 million back in the 1800s, they estimate, was the damage from the Great Chicago Fire. And do you know how that started?
Mr. O'Leary was milking his cow. He had his lantern. Now, anybody milked a cow, okay? You know what the cow did?
The cow kicked the lantern. Boom, knocked the lantern over. The lantern caught the hay on fire.
The hay caught the barn on fire. And it burned his neighbor's building. And the neighbor, he had the Great Chicago Fire going. All because of a cow kicked the lantern over. A little fire burned. What does James say here? Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts of great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. You ever said a word that you wish you never said that? You ever said something that offended somebody, and all of a sudden you had a problem on your hands? I wish I never said that. That's how the tongue is. And you want to have a sanctified tongue, a wise, sanctified tongue. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. So it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on the fire of hell. Okay, Gehenna. The tongue, verse 8, no man can tame, for it is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. You know how you sanctify your tongue? You give it to God. You give your heart to God. You give your tongue to God. You say, God, In my heart, I have an evil nature. But you, God, are righteous. And everything I say, I want to honor you with it, God. I want to honor you with it. Turn back over to Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Be a wise person. Verse 20, the tongue of the just is as choice silver, the heart of the wicked is worth little. You know, you got this week ahead of you. How are you going to use your tongue? You're going to bless people. You're going to encourage them. You're going to speak the truth. You're going to honor God. You're going to live a life that's honoring to your great God and Savior. You know, our tongue is a little thing, but we need to use it wisely. Proverbs 15:23, a word in due season, how good it is. Proverbs 15:26, pleasant words are pure. Proverbs 15:7, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath. All these things you can do with your mouth and your tongue. We don't want to be a foolish person. We don't want to be one that has a foolish, evil tongue. But we want to be one that's a wise, sanctified tongue for God's glory. Well, let's pray here this morning. Heavenly Father, as we've looked at this topic of speaking wisely, Father, you've given us the ability to communicate. But God, may we communicate truth one with another. May we speak truth one with another. And may we honor our God by speaking the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Lord, you say we should not bear false witness. Father, you say that every idle word we're going to give an account thereof. Lord, you say, behold, your sins shall find you out. Lord, may we always speak the truth, even when it's painful, God. May we confess our sins. And Lord, you say, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just, forgive us our sins. Lord, as husbands, help us speak truth to our wives. And Lord, may wives speak truth to their husbands. God, may we honor each other as we honor you. So, Lord, bless us. Keep us from sin and the power of it. Lord, we know Satan goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And God, he's tearing up people's lives, and he's tearing up nations because people are lying one to another. So, Lord, help us. God, may revival begin, but God, may it begin in my heart and in each heart here, that we be men and women of truth and of wisdom and of knowledge and of understanding, and that we would honor our great God by speaking the truth one with another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.